So now we want to think about what happens when you have a, you apply an electric field to one of these cases where you have constructed minivans. And I've drawn here first the dispersion relationship for when it's all the same material. So there's no minivan structure. We just see the dispersion relationship, and there's the chemical potential somewhere up. So this is a metal. And if you applied an electric field, the electric field would push the states off in one direction, and these would become occupied here, and those down there would become empty, and electrons would make a transition from the filled states into the empty states, and emit a phonon in the, with the difference of the energy, and the material would heat up. So that's what would happen if you had a some kind of resistance. So I show, I hope, a simulation of that. What is this one? This one. Okay. So this is a simulation where we're looking at the in K-space. The red line is the Fermi circle, and there's an electric field applied, and what happens when you apply an electric field is it just starts to shift all of the K states. And when they get up to a high energy that they see an energy on the other side, a state on the other side with a lower energy, they can make a transition from the higher energy to the lower energy, and this gives rise to a current. Because now the average position of all these K points is not centered at the red point at zero anymore, but it's this green point which is a little bit off. So here an electric field is applied, and the this transition is being made from higher energy states to lower energy states. And then you can ask what happens if it doesn't make those transitions. So that would be my other program. So this program now looks at what happens when there's electric field, and for some reason it not minimize. Where to go? This one. Yeah. Okay. For some reason, I don't see the whole program here, but
this is K-space. And now, instead of drawing the Fermi circle, what's been drawn are constant energy contours. So at K equals zero here, there's a minimum, and then these are the contours, constant energy contours around that minimum. And in the corners here, there are maxima. So if you go from here, the energy rises, hits the Brillouin zone boundary, there's a maximum there, it goes down into the next minimum like this. And what this program is doing is integrating what would happen to an electron if you applied an electric field, but the initialize run. But the you don't have any of these transitions from higher energy to lower energy. You just neglect them. And what happens is that the electron just travels in straight lines in K-space, and it is moving along through the band structure. So I've got a band structure that looks like this. Brillouin zone boundaries, hits the boundaries at 90 degrees like this, and it starts out here and it starts to go faster and moves off in this direction, and then it gets to the top of the band, and at the top of the band the effective mass is negative, and the electron starts to move in the opposite direction of the electric field, and the solution, if you neglect
these transitions between states, if it just stays in one of the k states, is that the electrons oscillate. And that's what this picture here, this on the left is the real space image of where the electron goes when you apply this electric field. And these oscillations are called Bloch oscillations. So people predicted them, I think Bloch predicted them in 1930. So they've talked about them for a long time. It's a simpler solution than including all these transitions between states. But they weren't observed until people started to make mini-bands. And the thing about the mini-bands is that if you make a long periodicity, it moves the Brillouin zone boundaries in quite far. And this one starts to come up, and then there's a gap, and then it goes back, and then there's a gap like this. So this is the band structure of the super lattice. And the electron gets accelerated along, and before it has time to go into another state, it just keeps going through this band structure like this. It just moves off to the right. So here, with these red lines, they go out one side, they come back in the other side. That's like periodic contradiction. So it's like just moving off to the right. So you get periodic oscillations if you construct mini-bands and apply an electric field. And then we can try to calculate the frequency of these oscillations. Here, I've got energy versus k plotted there, and the assumption here is this, that the energy versus k dispersion is a cosine, and then cosine ka would give the right kind of shape that I've drawn here. It would give 90 degrees at the Brillouin zone boundary, and a zero, a minimum at the bottom. And then the velocity is the 1 over h bar of k, right? Because momentum is h bar k, and this is mv. So if I bring this over here, v is h bar k over m. And what have I done? DEK. So if the energy starts out like E equals cosine, say A, and then I need the right units here with the mass index. I didn't write that down. I didn't have to think about it. But if I did think about it, I would get this velocity out. And if you know the velocity as a function of k, you can use that to find out what the position is at the as a function of time by taking v of k and multiplying by dk dt. And what comes out is that you get oscillations that depend on the size of the electric field and on the length of the unit cell. So this A is the length of a unit cell, and if you use a very long length to the unit cell, you get a high frequency. And the electrons oscillate before they can scatter back into lower energies, and you see these Bloch oscillations. Okay. I will stop with this here. And then we just got to the end, I think, of Cattell's book on Cattell's chapter on semiconductors, and I will talk next time about different kinds of transistors, so MOSFETs and JFETs and bipolar transistors. Okay, we'll stop.